Okay, well, you have English, French, and Spanish, yeah? Jeremy, can we have you talking down the French line, please? Move on to Spanish, please, Jeremy. Thank you. Go, Jeremy. Adobe chat room is good. Scribes. If you're there, can you please type something back to acknowledge that you're receiving me? Good morning and thank you. Goodbye. One, two. Yeah. One more time with love. This is the phone. Hello, can you hear me? Phone. Oh my God. Jot. What? That temporary PA up to your ear. Yeah, and they should be hearing me. Can you confirm, deny? Right. Okay. We'll assume, shall we?
Could I ask members of the ALT, the ALAC ALT, to sit on the head table, please, as we usually do? Good morning, everybody. Let's have the recording on, please. Good morning, everyone. My name is Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, and I'm sitting next to Steve Crocker, chair of the board. Today is the meeting of the ALAC with the board, and in fact, it's an expanded meeting. So it's a meeting of the at-large participants, the at-large structures with the board, since we are having this at-large summit at this very meeting with 150 at-large structures joining us here in London. The room is actually much, much busier than usual for this early time. It's great to see everyone here to be able to interact with the board, and I really hope that the board will be able to take this opportunity to interact with at-large structure representatives. So we have a very short agenda, effectively, made up of two items. The first item is a question to the board members who are present, I guess, and I'm not sure whether the board has put an answer to this, but the first question was, what lessons can ICANN learn from the Net Mondial meeting, both in the results as well as the process, one that applied a very different model to the multi-stakeholder model? And then the second question was actually one of a more free interaction, and hoping that there will be good free interaction and questions and answers and so on. There might be questions from at-large structures to the board, but also I guess the question goes to board members. Having 160 at-large structures in front of you, or for many of you, just behind you, what questions would you like to ask them? That now is the opportunity to be able to have direct end-user input and providing you with some answers, perhaps with some of their experiences so far. So let's start with the first First question, and then I was going to also touch on just before these two questions, I was going to touch on the activities that took place with the at-large summit over the weekend, and specifically pointing out the thematic working groups that have been meeting for quite a large number of hours. Over to Steve, if you want to start.
Thank you very much, Olivier. So it is, I think, at the risk of being repetitive, enormously positive thing to see, first of all, so many people here at an early hour, the Atlas II, the at-large summit, is a very big event. Two quick things that I want to say about it. First of all, it's a lot of work to put something like that together. And the people who've done it certainly know the amount of work that's involved, but it's often not as clear to people passing by or even attending how much work it takes to put one of these things together. As a veteran of having organized many, many meetings, I know how long it takes and how much goes on behind the scenes, some of which is unlovely, just logistics and so forth. The other is that these five thematic groups are working hard, and we are positioned at the board to be receiving a report. Thank you very much. Receiving a report at the beginning of our public board meeting Thursday late afternoon. So what's today? I can keep track. Today's Tuesday, if I recall.
It's
Tuesday. So
it feels like Friday.
Yeah. Since this is the beginning of Tuesday, and we're talking about the sort of essentially the end of Thursday, in effect, in three working days from now, and very much looking forward to receiving it, we will be making a point of publicly acknowledging the receipt. We will do the hard work of actually reading the report after that, not trying to respond to the substance of it on the spot, but clearly marking the effort and making a point that we will give it priority. The questions that are in front of us, what lessons can the ICANN learn from the NetMundial meeting, both the results and the process, and then having 160 at-large structures in front of us, what questions would we like to ask? There is the ever-present question, how can we do better, and what are the issues that you see? The board or some of us on the board anyway, just finished meeting with our predecessors. One of the things that is not a required part of our meetings, but one that I like very much, is to invite the people who have walked many miles in our shoes to tell us what they think. We don't give them any privilege. They don't have any rights to tell us what to do, but it's worth listening sometimes. And one of the big issues floating around is a question of legitimacy and a perception that has been conveyed is that it is really the at-large structures and the user community that is the bedrock ultimately of the legitimacy of ICANN. And so it is, again, we have this very delicate balance of all the SOs and ACs and so forth, but the growth over the years of the ALAC, the whole at-large community, and the organizational work that has been put in. I'm looking at Cheryl, who I had the privilege of tracking in parallel as I was chairing ESSAC and trying to grow it. Is really one of the most important elements of ICANN in my judgment. So I'm very, very pleased with the strength, the robustness, that has developed here. I'm not sure that we would have predicted that it has come out as well as it has. So we want to hear from you, and we want to know what the issues are on your mind and how best to be able to be supportive, continuing to be supportive, more supportive if necessary. We don't have much deep structure here, but let me turn to Holly, and you had some pithy words that I think you want to share with us about these questions.
So if I could just jump in, yeah. It's Olivia speaking. I realized we didn't, because we have a lot of newcomers in the room, we have not introduced the ALT members, the at-large leadership team members, or indeed all the people sitting at the table. So to the far, on the far left, I guess, but to my far right, we have Fadi Shahade, the chairman and CEO. President and CEO. I keep on making the mistake. I keep on wanting to putting you as chairman. I'm not sure. Sorry, Steve.
I don't mind if you make him chairman, but I really do mind if that causes me to have to be president.
Then we have Tijani Benchema, Sebastian Bacholet, Holly Reich, Evan Nibovich, David Antilixing, and the other two seats are empty. So, and that's the whole leadership team. So, okay, let's go back then. Let's have Holly Reich, please.
Thank you. And my comment was, when I looked at this question, what can I can learn from the Netmundial meeting, both in the results as well as in the process, one that applied a very different model to multi-stakeholder, and I won't put the ism on it, I think I would change the question, because Netmundial wound up being a model of many, perhaps, in the way that multi-stakeholderism, sorry about the ism, is expressed in various venues, and I think it will depend on the group, the size of the group, who's included, how inclusive it can be, what results you want. And I think what we learned from Netmundial, if we learned anything, and I wasn't there, but I've read a lot of stuff, was it did actually have four lines of speakers, and they had to take their turn and they had to listen to one another. And I think that's actually a very useful lesson for all of us, that in fact we're all in separate but equal lines and we all have to listen to one another. Thanks.
Thank you. Holly? Steve? No? Okay. Olga? Madruga 40.
Thank you. Thank you, and the perfect pronunciation of the Madruga 40. Thanks. I share with Holly wanting to look at that question from a slightly different perspective. And with this group and its level of understanding of what happened at Netmundial, etc., I want to kind of move past what we already know, all of us, the enormous success that Netmundial was, and take you to a slightly more granular level about what we did at Netmundial, what it means in terms of how ICT and telecoms policy is decided globally. So I think that ICANN led and participated in what ended up being a very historic moment. And now we need to think about where we go from there. What Netmundial means is that you can take a major decision and major problem on a global scale, and instead of waiting for the developing world to follow the developed world in how to deal with the problem, instead of, for example, following the typical format at the ITU on how something like this would be answered, where the developed world would get together, formulate a decision, realize that they are on polar opposites of an issue, and then each wait to influence, say, Latin America and Africa in their votes to sway in one direction or the other. Netmundial turned everything upside down. Net Mundial took a global problem and had the developing world leading towards a decision. I think we need to understand the historic role that we played, all of us here at ICANN, in being a part of such a way of deciding something on a global scale, and think about where we go from here. What is our role in the future, having accomplished something of that largesse? How do we capitalize it on that within our space in the ecosystem, but to carry it forward in the continuing significant way?
Thank you very much, Olga. Tijani Benjamin?
Thank you. I agree with you that Net Mondial was a great success. I was there. And it was really a great success. But Great Mondial didn't decide. It wasn't to decide. This is the difference. It was more to give an opinion, to have a global opinion. And this is very good. But Net Mondial don't decide. So it is not a way to decide. It was a way to consult and to have an opinion. People say that it was really innovative to have four rows for all the stakeholders to speak equally. The difference between our open mic here in the open forum and there is that the community was split in stakeholders. That's all. Here also, everyone can stand up, take the mic, and speak. There is no difference between one stakeholder and another. So I think that for the form, at least, the procedure, we have also an open procedure here. But this doesn't mean that I don't agree that Net Mondial was a great success. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani. And be careful with your double negatives when they get translated. I do agree that there wasn't any reason why Net Mundial was not a good success, or something to that extent. Makes it a bit difficult when you interpret it. Over to Evan Leibovich.
Thanks a lot. I guess I wanted to expand a little bit on what Holly and Olga were saying, having been involved in the original question, so I'll defend it a little. Specifically, there's a couple of elements of Net Mundial that I was hoping to sort of flesh out in terms of what ICANN can learn from them, in terms of what they brought to the ability to do decision-making that was more inclusive, I would say, in some ways. For instance, the use, as Tijani said, of having multiple lineups where you had the different constituencies, silos, whatever as you'd want to call them, but you made sure that you got to hear from each of them. And, for instance, at the public forum, it's just, you know, whoever is most brash and wants to stand up. Whereas in the way things were done in Net Mondial, you had a balance that was done between the various groups. And the other thing that struck me as most innovative was the use of the remote hubs, that alongside the lineups, you would have, you know, this office or this classroom or this club or whatever, somewhere halfway around the world where people were up in the middle of the night to be able to contribute. You saw them, they saw you. So I'm wondering what there is to learn. For instance, how can this possibly affect the ability to have more effective meetings? And to have meetings where you can literally, rather than just say, well, here's the Adobe Connect, which is, shall we say, not the most optimal way to remotely participate, and have these kinds of remote hubs that I found to be extremely effective at Net Mundial. What can ICANN learn from them? Has there been a consideration of this? And also, and this has been mentioned to me multiple times, was the different role of governments in Net Mundial as opposed to the way they were in the GAC. Here, in Net Mundial, you got to hear, for better or worse, different people in the government that may have been uncomfortable standing up in the mic. Clearly a lot were uncomfortable. But the entire room got to hear what they were thinking, unfiltered, very directly, and people had a chance to deal with that, and it almost seemed like a bit of a comeuppance that you had government representatives that were standing in line along with the technical and civil society and business and other constituents almost as equals. In that way, it seemed almost surreal compared to the experience here. So I guess my question to the board members and others in the community, are there things that can be learned from that without having some kind of massive shift in the way things are done? Are there things that can be learned from that can make ICANN more effective in the way it learns from the global community and as well from its own?
Thank you, Evan. We have a queue, and apparently George Sadowski is next. And George is looking up. Was it you, or that's the details I'm receiving from your chair. So.
Yeah. George.
I see.
Make the point that you were making.
Thank you.
On the side here.
Yeah, now I understand. Well, I'm interested in knowing some of the reflections on how the ALAC, how effective is the process by which the ALAC and the its various constituent parts enter into the policy discussions of ICANN? Do you feel like you're part of the process? Do you feel that there are ways in which you could be a larger part, commenting on, suggesting ideas to ICANN as an organization, as well as to the board? You're all here, and I've talked with some of you individually, but is there a common sense of how things are working?
This is another question. So should we bank this one for this?
We have radio silence.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, sorry for the radio silence. I couldn't hear the question because there's a crazy echo here, and so I've been told now in two different languages, French on my right ear and English on the left ear, where the question was, can we bank this to the second part of our discussion, because we're still on the Net Mondial, and then we'll bank this for in about 10 minutes' time or so. We had Sebastian and Ray, and then someone very far away. If you can introduce yourself, because I can't see you, but I can see a card. But Sébastien Bachelet.
Bonjour.
Hello. Yes.
Buenos días. Pueden escuchar la interpretación. Yo voy a traducir en francés.
And that's good.
Donc utiliser.
Interpretation and not to.
The question around Net Mundial is a very important question.
Net Mundial is a very important issue.
The people that did put together
the
meeting, many of them were ICANN staff. So it is clear that it was a way of testing a few things. But what I believe what can we learn? What can we learn from it? The hubs? What I think is that you can see that those hubs are going to be used at ICANN, and many at-large structures are the place where we're going to use those hubs. I know that the ISOC Cameroon chapter in Cameroon, they are putting together a hub that is going to work, and we're implementing at ICANN in a very important time with the IANA transition and the role of the American government regarding the IANA function and all those other issues regarding accountability for ICANN. So the second point regarding the lines, the queuing up at Net Mundial, it was very, very useful, and everybody was able to speak at the same level and to take the floor. And the governments had to, in fact, yes, wait their turn. I don't think you only have four groups at ICANN. I don't see it that way. I do believe that at ICANN, we are not, there's no civil societies. We have the users, many users. There's no civil society at ICANN. Some people want us to believe that there is civil society at ICANN. This is an issue with internet governance. We need something around civil society, but at ICANN, I don't think it's a good idea to use those terms, civil society, at ICANN. So how can we work it out? Six mics, seven mics, full equality? It's very complex. It's more complex than that. It's important that everybody can take the floor and speak, make sure that everybody takes the floor and express themselves. Maybe some people at the board level might not be happy with that. I do speak French because the language barriers have to be broken. We are tired of the Anglo-Saxon cultural domination. You need to use those tools. You need to use and listen to other languages. We have three languages at ELAC: French, Spanish, English. Thank you very much.
After saying this, when I speak French, I just feel, when I speak English, I feel guilty. You just troubled me very much. Je devrais continuer à parler français, non, si ça...
I should start speaking French.
English, then. It's easier. Ray Pilzak.
Thank you, Olivier.
No, you've been told in French, please.
I can give you two French words that are very choice, and I won't do it in mixed company. That was directed at Fadi because he told me to speak French. back to Evan's question about how can ICANN be made more effective. One of the things to always consider is the fact is that the whole is only as strong as its weakest part. So the question is, how can we make ICANN more effective? Really, it's how can we make the parts of ICANN more effective. And in particular, I'm talking about the policy development forums. And so the fact that the way they do exist or don't exist. And we have three policy development forums. We have the GNSO, which does not, for example, meet in a plenary fashion. We have the CCNSO, which similarly really doesn't meet in a plenary policy development forum fashion. And then you have the ASO with its five policy development forums, one for each region, which do meet in plenary fashion. The idea of improving ICANN is to improve and make more effective those policy development forums. So the question would become one of how would the at-large participate in those policy development forums in the most effective manner. And so does it make sense to divide the at-large up so it has to go chase down every single GNSO working group? Or does it make sense, for example, for them to engage in a plenary discussion inside the GNSO, where then the effectiveness of the drawing of the cues of different styles would make sense? Because you could have one aligned for the at-large, you could have several aligned for the various stakeholder groups of the GNSO, et cetera, et cetera. And you could do similar things in other places. So, and that's just one thought. So I think that if we're going to make ICANN more effective, and one of ICANN's primary missions is the development of policy for the coordination and technical management of the unique identifiers. And that is our fundamental job. And if we can't do that effectively, and in some places we're not, then we are failing. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Ray. I don't think we have an immediate answer for you for this, but it is true that at-large members are taking part in GNSO working groups. We have that's one of the great things these days.
No, you missed my point. Was you have to split the ALAC up to go to all these different places.
Well,
I don't want to get into an argument.
But when we take part in those working groups, we are somehow split because it's double the amount of work having to both follow the at-large work and also be in the GNSO working groups.
And then you can complain about burnout.
Well, it's funny because that's one of the topics which we dealt with in our thematic working groups, and we'll be going on to that in a moment. But yes, we do take part in the GNSO working groups, and I don't think we have an immediate answer for you regarding this. But
I wasn't looking for an immediate answer. That was food for thought.
It's certainly something we're working on.
Could I suggest what we did yesterday, what we've done the time before and the time before that? We have on an issue or two issues that are particularly important in cross-constituency. We have what's called a multi-stakeholder forum, and that includes people from the working group, whether it's GNSO, whatever constituency, it's ALAC. We have everybody in the room, and we're all talking. So, in fact, we're actually doing that right now.
Ray is aware. He is checking remotely quite well. I do notice you. So, Evan, and then we have to go back to our queue and then move on to the next topic. So, Evan Lipovic, then I've got Freddy Linares-Torres, Natalia Enciso, and Ram, then we'll take the next thing. Or do you need to leave right now? It's right now. Okay. Let's have Dave. And Steve will take your question, Ram. Okay, thank you. Dave?
David Antiluxing speaking. I think one of the lessons from Net Mundial, I wasn't there, but I did participate remotely when I had the time, and I was struck by how accessible it was. And I think that's really one of the big challenges ICANN has with its various silos and the fact that a lot of the work of the ICANN and the policy work isn't really accessible to the at-large because, you hear things like, okay, an issues report for the IRTP Part D has been released, and that's wonderful. Great acronyms. But what does that impact? What does that mean to the end user? So I think a lot of the key challenges a lot of the policy work has to be made more accessible to break it down to say, what is the impact of this policy to people? That's probably one thing. And in terms of accessibility, having language versions for the diverse at-large community would also help. So it's not like it comes off as an afterthought sometimes, I feel, after it's being released 1 month later. And going back a little bit what Evan said about the four lines, I think what it did show to me was that with governments lining up, you got to see the government diversity of opinion rather than it coming from channeled through a silo, I thought. I think that I'll stop there.
Thank you very much, Dave. Now, looking back in the queue, I made a mistake earlier, so it's Johnny Laureano is the next person. And Johnny, I'm sorry, you've been very quiet.
Okay. Buenos días.
Evan, you can't just jump in the queue.
Voy a hablar en español.
This is Johnny Laureano, and I will be speaking in Spanish. Johnny Laureano speaking. I would like to appreciate the board's opportunity for this direct interaction, and I want to greet the more than 150 ALSs here today. No doubt the fact that we have more than 150 end-user representing organizations is a clear success. That's why each and every one of you should be recognized. In terms of the thematic group meetings or sessions that took place in these days, there are two topics that I believe should be considered in this meeting. They have to do with transparency. Maybe, or not maybe, I am sure that The ALSs do not have an executive or leading or steering role, but surely they should do some kind of oversight, or they should have some kind of oversight role in or for the sake of transparency. I clearly understood Fadi Shehadi's words regarding the significance of transparency or value-based transparency. So it is up to us, of course, to work together with the board so as to promote this within the entire ICANN organization, not only in the United States-based office, but in the offices worldwide. And that is important because there are projects to globalize ICANN, but that has to go hand in hand with higher ALS participation. And we have a responsibility there, and I believe that no ALS can say no to performing this role. So when we speak about ICANN transparency, we speak about not only about the ALSs themselves, we speak about oversight or a responsibility to supervise CCTLDs as well, and other parts that make up ICANN as a whole. We could say, when speaking about people belonging to ICANN, that they are ICANNers or something like that. But we are part of a structure. There is a structure that is clearly seen every time ICANN is described. I would also like to say that it's very important to have specialized ALS participation. In prior comments, people have spoken about ALS participation. And of course, in Net Mondial, there were four lines of speakers because up until then, it was considered that the multi-stakeholder model was made up of three or four groups: governments, civil society, and the business community. So there were three sectors, but somebody included another sector for the academia, and the academia made its voice heard very accurately. So Net Mondial was a new milestone, as Ms. Olga Madruga Forti very well said, because it laid out a new map to configure multi-stakeholder engagement, and the civil society identifies itself as part of the civil society, the academia, and the technical community, and of course the internet user community. We are all working in the interest of the internet user. So, in that regard, I would like to ask ICANN board, the ICANN board, to at least start making an initial effort in order to promote, to drive this new representation structure that would lead to great transparency. Because clearly, we all want to be part of some kind of governance, government, steering group. We all represent interests. Of course, we have the civil society, the end users, the technical community, the business community, and their interests. So ICANN has devoted a lot of effort, a lot of sacrifice, in order to implement or to have this declaration or statement. That is my comment. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Johnny Loreno. Any feedback or... I see Pastor Peters wishes to... Is this a direct response to this, or I'll put you in the queue? Okay. Right, so next in the queue is Natalia Enciso, and I'm closing the queue because we have another topic afterwards, and we only have about 15 minutes left. Natalia Enciso.
Roberto Ghetti.
I am Fatima Cambronero.
Fatima, sorry, I'm really lost at the moment. Go ahead.
Fatima Cambronero, ALAC member. I will use the interpretation. I will speak in Spanish as well.
Fatima Cambronero speaking. In addition to the lessons learned from NetMundial mentioned by prior speakers, in my point of view, another learning outcome is that NetMundial was like an icon public forum, but on a permanent basis, a permanent icon public forum. We felt as if the board was listening to us all the time, in this case, listening to our at-large community. In our case, we have only 1 hour a week to make ourselves heard by the board and for us to listen to the board as well. And we do it in a silo that is only within our community. Then we have a couple more hours in the public forum, but we all fight to see who can grab the microphone. And we have to stick to an agenda that not necessarily includes all the topics of interest to the at-large community. So I believe that something important to take into consideration, that is to increase time allocated to listening to each other, to one another, because this meeting clearly showed that we can listen to one another in an orderly fashion and have this dialogue. I think that is something worth considering, and I don't want to be rude. Of course, I will thank you for this space, for this opportunity, but I want more to continue listening to one another. We can work at home remotely, but this is our opportunity to have a face-to-face discussion, to raise points for clarification about prior work. Thank you.
Thank you, Fatima. Next in the queue is Adam Peake.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you. Adam Peake speaking. A couple of quick comments on this, as I was at NetMundial, and I think the first that's been mentioned a few times is the notion of lining up at mics, and it was extremely effective and interesting to watch. But in the context of ICANN, I think it's important to remember that people were responding to a document that was based on their own contributions and later comments, so that's a somewhat different format from what we'd see here. But it was obviously particularly attractive to governments, so if there's something to capture, then it would be that, but I have no suggestions how to do it. But that was the formula, and you do have to remember that it was a different format with that response to document thing. About the remote hubs, and I think Evan's exactly right to pick up on this, is that, and drawing a connection to the ALS and at large generally, I think if we go back to a contribution that was made by the high-level panel, and by that I mean the one that was the president of Estonia leading, they made a contribution to NetMundial which recommended that internet governance was really based at the local level and should begin at that level, and they spoke about the development of national and regional structures which would be relevant to ALSs but somewhat more coalesced into a national body. And this actually found its way into the NetMundial document, so we did listen, and you find that there's a recommendation there that internet governance really does begin at home. It begins at the national level. This is where resources are. This is where financing is. This is where governments take their first notice. So if there were to be a lesson in some way, it would be to look to how to strengthen national level participation, which may mean a coalescing and a bringing together of at-large structures and other interests. We have fellows, we have GNSO participants from countries. So bringing together, if you like, I'm very hesitant to use this, but sort of the ICANN chapter model without using the word, sorry, the ISOC chapter model without using that word chapter. I think that's branded elsewhere. But looking towards national input may be particularly helpful and something we could pick up on. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Adam. Next is Roberto Gaetano, and then we've got Pastor Peters. Roberto?
I can't see at the back.
Thank you.
Mike
thank
and
you.
Mike Silver.
This is just a quick comment following Ray's question. I think that for the GNSO, in the after the review of the GNSO that took place a few years ago, in fact, the place where policy is made is the working groups. So I think that it is essential that participation is concentrating in the working groups. The council is there only to monitor the process. So I think that the way to go is to have more and more ALAC people or people from the at-large structures participating in the working groups. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Roberto. Next, we have Pastor Peters and then Mike Silber. You want to go on the second question? Yeah, I think they're kind of mixed together now, so you may proceed.
Pastor Peters and President Nosisa Cross the Borders from Nigeria and a member of the AFRALO. First, I want to say a big thank you to the board and to the ALAC leaders for being a part of the Atlas conference, because it has further empowered and enlightened my interest and involvement with the ICAM process, especially with the issues and topics that were treated. In that regard, the one thing I want us to also note is that if ICANN is to do so well, ICANN is a lot of visibility in the developing countries where I come from in Africa. And in doing this, there is a need for ICANN to support the Atlas structures by way of making provisions for them to organize activities that will further promote ICANN's programs in these areas. And then also continuing with this been a kind of conference like the Atlas conference that has brought about the more than 150 Atlas structures, because this is the second Atlas conference and the last one was about 5 years ago. So the question to the board will be, how regular will this kind of program be in viewed against the successes is recorded? And going further, there is just no way I can also achieve this purpose without taking cognizance in the way and manner countries who are hosting these events treat participants. Now, if you look at the hall, majority of ATLAC structure representatives from Africa are not here because they have visa problems. And so why? Because the embassies in these countries refuse them visa. So if I speak as somebody who has been actively involved in a series of programs organized by the UN as a member of the consultative NGO under the United Nations, there was a period America had it so tough with participants from Africa, and when we protested, it was very clear that if America knows they were not going to represent, or they were not going to respect the UN's invitation to members that are coming to America to attend UN events, then such events will be taken away from America to other countries that are more friendly. So if Britain and other countries like Britain who want to treat participants that are recognized and accredited by ICANN in such manner, then it is not compulsory we come to these countries, because the economic value that this program has brought to Britain's economy is huge. So I want us to take that into cognizance. And lastly, I want to say that as much as we want to be involved with the ICANN process, I am not a technocrat. I mean, in the IT world, I am just an end user. One thing I want to appeal to the ICANN structures is that there are so many letters, so many emails come from different structures within ICANN, so which sometimes could be very confusing to some of us who are not experts in this field. So if messages could be structured such a way that can attract our interest and then we can benefit a lot from, so that we don't get mixed and lost in the process, that will do us a lot of good. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Pastor Peters. Next, we have Mike Silber, and then Fadi Shahade, and we'll probably be reaching the end of our session. I'll just summarize on a few things.
So, Mike Silber?
Thank you. Two quick interventions. Firstly, to Adam's point, I think it's an interesting observation. I would encourage, though, that you don't forget the country code top-level domain operation in your own country, and I found that a rather interesting omission, given that that is pretty much as local as you can get. Secondly, as an African and from a developing country, my comment to the last intervention is that it's really not up to this board to set the schedule for the at-large structures, for the ALAC, for Atlas and other events. It's your responsibility to organize, and if you need assistance, then come to us and tell us what you need, and we can negotiate the appropriate assistance, financial or otherwise. We can discuss the schedule. But really, this is not a top-down approach. And I do get a little offended, and I do apologize. This is not directed at the previous speaker. But often, people are complaining. It's got to be bottom-up. It's got to be bottom-up. And then they come to the board and they say, when are you going to organize this for us? And the answer is, you need to organize it for yourself. And if there's a financial implication, then ICANN, through its budgeting process, has a mechanism to deal with access to funding for events and activities. So please, take the bottom-up model seriously when it comes to organizing yourselves as well.
Thank you very much, Mike. And I guess that's what at-large does, but it's the funding part which has been lacking so far. We have still Fadi Shahade, and then we'll probably have to just summarize on a couple of points which I think we didn't manage to touch on. But Fadi, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. It's wonderful to be here. Good morning to all of you. I just wanted to second what Sébastien, my colleague, said. We have learned a lot at Net Mondial on the video, two-way video, and its value. And on Thursday, we will have 17 locations around the world for the first time at an ICANN meeting on two-way connected into the public sessions. So, and thank you, ELAC, because I know you have been quite engaged in setting these up. So we'll see how that experiment goes at ICANN, and I hope we can continue learning from our experiences in other places as well. I am very keen to just ask something about the second question, because this is a unique moment. You're all here for Atlas II, which I think is amazing. So I'm going to ask a very important question. Yesterday at the high-level meeting, I said that we need to put the public back at the center of ICANN. We need interests out, people in. It doesn't mean we don't have interests. Of course, everyone comes with their interests. But we need to recenter ourselves around the user at the end of the day. You are the user. So my question to you is, in very specific terms, and we won't get the answer today, but I'm asking, Olivier, that we get this answer from you in a structured way. What can we do in the short term, medium term, long term, so that we can leverage our 160 at-large structures to put the user back at the center of ICANN? Now, don't only tell us what we can do, because we're one. Tell us what you will do, and tell us what you'd like from us. This is not a short-term project, but if in the next couple of months we can get very specific answers about this, I think it would serve us all very well. This is a great treasure we have, these 160 at-large structures. I frankly, I'm tired of hearing from other organizations, oh, we have this many, we have that many. We have 160 at-large structures. What are we doing with them? How can we help you, and how can you help us put the user back at the heart of what we do at ICANN?
Thank you very much, Fadi. And I know there was another hand up right behind, but the gentleman next to Otunte. Yes, not for the picture. You had put your hand up, and I wanted, since you are one of the not usual faces in at large, please, you have the floor. microphone.
Oui, merci beaucoup. Je vais m'exprimer en français. Je suis Monsieur Lee Amadou, membre de l'autorité de régulation des télécommunications et des postes. Donc, je suis très honoré aujourd'hui d'être parmi vous.
Very honored today to be among you, and I understood a lot of new things today regarding GNSOs at large and all those generic names. But we have a lot to learn, and my first preoccupation will be, once I'm back in my country, to work at the local level in Senegal, my country. You know, Senegal is a member of the GAC and participate a lot at the GAC meeting. But we had my predecessor who talked earlier from Africa. I think that as of today, Africa must do a lot with the IANA transition. We're going to have a lot of newcomers. This is a transition time. This is going to be an important time to do more in Africa. And this is what I'm going to do when I go back to Senegal. And like I say, Africa still needs, at the local level, to get some help. But that the international communications, the Net Mondial meetings are not sufficient. And then do not go back to the local level. Those countries are booming at the internet level, IP level. You have to realize that in Africa, in our countries, some 100% of the population might be connected to mobile phones, not computers, mobile phones. So we can do a lot with that. Governments do not exactly know what's at stake. They have to be informed about it. And what I want to do when I go back is to use all the information I got here and spread them at the local level. We can do a lot. Even if we do not have enough means, we have to explain the situation. We do have some issues with traveling very often. It's sometimes very difficult to travel out of our countries. And that's what we're going to do in Africa. We're going to have to be motivated at the local level. And the international community, small countries like Senegal, Guinea, Equatorial Guinea, very small countries, where we have to put together some meetings or at the sub-regional level. At the regional level, we can do something, we can have some meetings going on so that we do create a community. You're absolutely right. You have to work at the local level, at the regional level. If we can organize something at the national level, the multi-stakeholders with all the national representatives, we're going to understand how to participate at the regional and then international level. But as long as we come here and try to understand the system, which is very hard to understand at the national level, this is going to be an issue. That's why you have to do much at the national level. In Lebanon, they're going to create a system, a national system in Lebanon, for internet governance. This is a very good example, and I hope that many countries, in Africa especially, those countries are ready in Africa, and we have to follow that example, and it's going to be a great help at the international level. And I wish you the best of luck, and those ALS structures can really be helpful.
We are running out of time, and I see so many people wanting to add. Maybe next time we'll need a two-hour meeting with the board, because it looks as though there's a lot more to talk about. I know that Bruce wanted to probably say something, and also Shiva wanted to be in the queue. Eric Cariati as well. Okay, so that's a lot more people. Let's try and put this. Maybe we can follow up by email afterwards if there are further questions or opportunities for sharing information. Two more things that I wanted to just announce before we close off. First, these issues will actually be addressed on two documents that the board is going to receive on Thursday. There's a statement on the Net Mondial
on the follow-up to Net Mondial, but the topic is Net Mondial. I don't have the title of the statement yet because it is being drafted as we speak. There was a plenary session during the At-Large Summit on Saturday that touched on this, and there will be support for the process of the Net Mondial, but with some potential improvements that will be suggested as well, or maybe a potential roadmaps and so on. As I said, it's currently being still put together in a truly bottom-up fashion. The second thing is the report from the At-Large Summit that will include the reports from the thematic working groups. I will just tell you the five topics of the working groups. They met on Saturday afternoon and on Sunday, all of Sunday, 9 hours face-to-face to discuss the topic and to reach consensus on the issues. The first one was the future of multi-stakeholderism. The next one was the globalization of ICANN. Then we had one on the global internet, the user perspective. One on ICANN transparency and accountability. And finally, one on at-large community engagement in ICANN. So you will see we've touched, many of them actually overlap each other, but that's because people could only be in one of the working groups. So it was interesting to see how some of the different working groups overlapped each other and reached pretty similar conclusions. I've had a quick look at the recommendations. So that, those are still being drafted as we speak as well, but all of the discussions have taken place, and they've been very, very productive indeed. So we look forward to transmitting this over to the board later on this week. Steve?
Thank you, Olivier. Excuse me. As I said at the opening, we're very much looking forward to receiving the reports from these thematic groups. I was just listening carefully to the list of topics and mentally making a note that I was going to have to discipline myself not to be reading that report actively while I'm trying to chair the board meeting, because it would be a lot more interesting perhaps than the I was also thinking about the topic that was raised about needing more time. It's very hard to take that idea and just do it, because as we say in a lot of circles, it doesn't scale. We have a serious challenge of how do we cover many, many topics and with more and more people. And it's we need to find the mechanisms to get ideas circulated and get the proper amount of attention without only having everybody in one room, that just sort of doesn't match the size of the problems that we have. There's a lot more that we could have been talking about, and I think we just need to have this as a continuing conversation. So this is, as I say, very heartwarming and stimulating, but we need to find a way to continue it as and dig further into this. On behalf of the board, let me thank you all. Once upon a time, there was some discussion about whether there was a disadvantage of meeting with us first thing in the morning, but I don't remember what the logic of that was, because I can tell you that the day gets longer and longer for us. What was that logic?
I'm not quite sure, Steve. In fact, we actually met before already with other people before we came here, so this is kind of midday already for us.
All right. Most peculiarly enjoyable moments for me during this very long ICANN week, it's sort of like the old International Geophysical Year that lasted 18 months, is the so-called skillet session, where the ALAC Executive Council, is that right? The team invites various people to sit and field questions. So I get invited regularly, and we have an appointment Friday morning. and I look forward to it. Actually, it's very pointed and very direct, but it is actually substantive and very positive. So I mention it because don't be bashful about forwarding whatever specific topics that you want to really pound on through Olivier and through your leaders, and I will look forward to a very bracing experience this coming Friday. Thank you all.
Thank you very much, Steve. And just one more thing before we have this great applause, because we have a lot of people here, we have a lot of newcomers. This is not the last time you can speak to the board. There is a public forum taking place on Thursday afternoon, and I therefore invite you all to queue up at the microphone. I don't know if there will be four microphones on that occasion, but at least queue up at one of the spare microphones in the room, and also ask any further questions that you may have, or making comments on the topics which will be discussed. And I'm not quite sure what the format will be this time, or whether it will be arranged per topic, but please contribute. You are here to bring your input to the ICANN processes, and ICANN is here to listen to you. So thanks, everybody, and this is now adjourned. Well done. Thanks, Steve.